July 1st in Virginia, and almost nothing landed the way it was supposed to. The assault weapons ban Spanberger signed in May was blocked by two circuit courts before it could take effect. A Washington County injunction covers the entire Commonwealth, meaning the law is unenforceable statewide while Attorney General Jay Jones appeals. Separately, a federal judge froze Virginia's law requiring visible identifiers on on-duty officers, ruling it likely conflicts with the Supremacy Clause. Two laws, two courts, same morning. What did take effect, the $207 billion budget, with its $1.2 billion energy tax on data centers funding 4% teacher raises and 3.5% bumps for state workers. Also live today, pay transparency, meaning employers can no longer ask salary history and must post pay ranges. The minimum wage climbed to $13.50. Roughly 112,000 convictions begin vanishing from background checks under the Clean Slate law. And Virginia is now the first state that can order reckless drivers, think 100 miles per hour on I-95, to install a speed governor that physically caps their car. Public safety note for Northern Virginia, a NORAD air defense exercise runs overnight through Thursday with low-flying military aircraft and noise between 11 p.m. and 3:30 a.m. Two ways to give back this week. In Northern Virginia, Safe Haven for Nature is looking for a volunteer web designer to help redesign their site, a skills-based shift you can do on your own schedule. In Hampton Roads, the Bond Seekers Community Health Team needs volunteers to restock their healthy food pantry, a concrete, practical hour of service. For the full briefing, plus events, things to do in your neck of the woods, and ways to give back close to home, visit virginiathisweek.com.